Coach,
thank you.
There was some disappointment here on this floor 12 months ago, almost to the day. Now you get back here, and you guys led from start to finish. It was, I mean, not a game that wasn't without its moments where Northwest didn't come back and throw some punches, but every time your guys were resilient and had an answer.
Yeah. I'm just speechless right now, but I'm proud of our guys. You know, ever since, it's probably been the last 6-8 games somewhere in there where we just kind of started to figure things out, really play the right way and play for each other. And this group is really a tight-knit group that's really come together. And you saw it out here again just with their energy and their enthusiasm and the way they play. They just played their hearts out. So proud of their effort and just the way they carry themselves and go about their business. And then you said it too, that they had to show some resilience at times. We knew Waukee Northwest is a very good opponent, and they weren't going to give in, and we had to kind of keep the foot on the gas.
So much of it this season has been built around, you know, the team defense, the depth in the team defense, and being able to give, you know, 110% energy so much of the time with the way you guys play basketball. Yeah. And that really came through tonight, particularly down the stretch. I really felt like they kind of got a little tired, and you guys took advantage, got some steals, got some easy baskets, and were able to continue to push that lead.
That's really what we've been relying on lately, and that's what we talked about going into this game. We talked about in the locker room before that we needed to, number one, go out and throw the first punch, and number two, we needed to keep going and just keep driving and driving and driving, because we've seen that now. Our guys and even our staff is starting to trust that that's going to pay dividends. Our depth, our style, the way we're playing, and you just got to trust it. It takes some time to get good at that stuff and also to trust that's going to pay those dividends in the end.
It's good to see Anthony kind of getting his, just a step at a time, a little bit at a time, a few percentage points at a time, but he looked as comfortable as I've seen him since the injury out there this evening.
Yep, he finally got a little rhythm, a little flow, too. You started to see him do a few Anthony-type things, which was great. So, you know, you can still see it affects him a little bit, and I don't think he's going to be 100% the whole year, although it'll be nice to have a little week here where maybe we can get him a day or two off in the mix and hopefully get that even a little bit better than it is right now. But I think a lot of this game, when you've been out as long as he was out, it is just getting that rhythm back again. It takes some time. You know, it's one thing to just get in the gym and shoot a little bit, but to get out here doing it in front of a crowd, make all the plays, do it at both ends, defend, it's really nice to see him back out there and making some of the plays that we're used to seeing him make.
This was a good combination for you guys here tonight as far as, you know, getting lots of different kinds of baskets. You had, you know, a couple outside looks, but there were a lot of good set plays where you guys were able to get some easy looks, easy layups, and also just getting in the flow of your normal offense and also, you know, not, you know, going with that first read, getting the quick shot, sometimes getting into better shot opportunities.
Yeah, and that's something where we've grown too. You know, early on in the year, we might have taken maybe the first look that was open, and now we're kind of looking for that better shot, that team shot, that really good look that we're wanting. There was times where we ran a lot of clock and still got something at the end. We were able to execute some plays that we weren't doing, you know, earlier in the year too. So all a part of the growth, all a part of the process. And I'm just going to come back to how proud I am of our guys for sticking with all that and coming to practice hungry each day and putting in all the work, because it you know, it is a lot of work to get to that point.
As of this moment where we speak, we're not sure yet who your opponent is, when you'll play, but I know that 8 days off between now and when you step out on the Wells Fargo Arena floor. What's things going to be like for you guys here over the next few days as you get ready?
Yeah, first couple will be just kind of acclimating ourselves with some of the opponents and seeing kind of the landscape, and we'll go to work at that. Our staff will probably take a day off first, and then we'll kind of regroup. We'll get back at it, and then we'll we've been through this before, which is nice, so we kind of know the schedule and how this operates and what we need to do. But it's going to be about getting better. It's going to be about staying hungry. I mean, that's our most successful teams have been the ones that have come into this, you know, or come out of this game that we didn't just, you know, we weren't just happy with what just happened. We started to look forward right away, stayed hungry, and then we got better, even in the last week and a half or so, which can happen still.